Okay, what this file does is it allows you to trigger yourself into becoming a cat girl. As soon as you say the trigger, you will instantly become a cat girl, and you will stay that way until you tell yourself to revert. The only interesting catch is, every single time you use the trigger, you'll find that more and more of the cat girl traits remain afterwards, until you are a cat girl all of the time. Anyway, pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do. Just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. All I'm trying to do is put you into a nice, deep trance, and I'm hoping to do so whether or not you're aware of it. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen only to one voice that is telling you something or asking you to do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to, and it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself go and relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It will feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much, that all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen. And it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stay away from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself doing some of the things that I've told you to do. And every time you do one of these things, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit more into trance. And even if you try to resist or not do it, you may still find these things happening anyway. That's because your subconscious is listening, and it wants these things to happen. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice, that's all you're doing. And every so often, you'll also find yourself doing what I suggest. And as you do so, you'll find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it goes straight into your subconscious. There isn't any way to get around that. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's also a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, whether you think about it or not, parts of you relax just a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything, but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do. Just continue listening. And although you may not have thought about it much, by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply such a very easy thing to do. And as you continue to listen to me, you'll find it harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into trance. A nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there's already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper and deeper, taking you down so much deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice just seems to slip away and disappear from your mind. The rest of the world, the rest of your body, they're both starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you, just slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding your surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you down to a nice, safe, deep trance that you may not have even realized you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want, deep down inside, to be in a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there's absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you, until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed on my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you have reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down, further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now, downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my words only. 4. Sinking away. The conscious world is going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion, till there is only my voice that you are hearing and only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. As I speak them, you listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them, totally and completely, without thought, you just, simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep, and totally, utterly focused on my voice. So deep, and so very, very obedient. Totally focused on my voice. Just nice, and deep, and relaxed. Just listen to my voice. And go deeper, and deeper. More and more relaxed. I want you to picture something. I want you to picture yourself now. Your body. I want you to picture it. And I want you to imagine it changing. Changing and becoming that of a cat girl. That's right, a cat girl. Imagine having ears like a cat girl. A tail, perhaps even your feet becoming paws. Go ahead and picture it. Picture how cute you look. Picture everything about it. It's something you've probably wanted deep down inside, to be a cat girl, to act like a cat girl, to be playful like one, to just simply behave as one, to be as cute as one. Imagine your perfect cat girl. Imagine exactly how she acts, how she looks. Picture her from head to toe. Imagine all of the behavior, everything that makes her such a good cat girl. Think about all these things. Think about how she looks, how she acts, how she behaves. What makes her so very cat-like? All the things that you idolize, all the things that you like about it, every single thing. Picture these things one by one. Go ahead. Start with the ears. Picture those ears, and imagine yourself having them. Perhaps you're already wearing ears. Maybe not. It doesn't matter. You'll picture them on your own head. Now, picture her body. Picture exactly what it might look like. And imagine your body changing into that body. Now, of course, the next portion would be the tail, as a good cat girl always has a tail. Picture the tail. Maybe you wear one, maybe you don't, but go ahead and imagine it. Imagine what it looks like. How it moves, how it must feel to have a tail like that. Picture that, and imagine that on your body. decide whether or not she has paws. And picture those as well. Yes, that's right. Go ahead. Picture her entire body from head to toe. Imagine it. And imagine that that is your body. And once you've figured out exactly what her body looks like, imagine exactly how she behaves. How this cat girl acts. How she talks. How she moves. Imagine all of those things. Don't forget the fangs. Cat girls have little fangs to go along with their cat bodies. Yes, that's right. You've got the picture now. Now that you've got the picture and you know how she behaves, go ahead and lock that picture in. Make it a little part of you. Imagine yourself behaving like that and looking like that. Picture yourself. Go ahead. You can do it. You know exactly what a cat girl looks like and how she behaves. Imagine yourself becoming that cat girl. Imagine yourself turning into her every single time you say the words, cat girl time. Not if somebody else says it, only if you say it. But the moment you say those words, it will be as if you go a transformation. You undergo a transformation that turns you from who you are into a complete and utter cat girl from head to toe. And you get to stay that way. You get to stay that way until you say the words revert to normal. The entire time that you are that way, you will be that cat girl. You will act that way. You will become that cat girl. More and more, each and every time you say the trigger phrase, each and every time you say it, you will become her a little bit more. And you'll stay that way, quite possibly a little longer until you revert to normal. And then when you revert, you'll probably notice that you're still keeping some of those little traits. Every single time you use the trigger, you'll become a little more of a cat girl inside. The cat girl part of you will get stronger and stronger each and every time you use it, and you'll enjoy using it so very, very much. It'll be so very, very fun. You love being a cat girl. You love it. You love acting like one. You love having the ears, the tail, the fangs. You love having all the behavior of a cat girl. You love it. You want to be one. And every time you say the trigger phrase, you'll become one. You'll become one until you tell yourself to revert to normal. And then you'll go back to being yourself. But you'll have little pieces of the cat girl still inside of you. You'll be more of a cat girl each and every single time you use the trigger phrase. Not only that, but you'll come back to this file, listening to it over and over again. Allowing it to make you more and more of the cat girl that you want to be deep down inside. Yes, you know you want to be a cat girl deep down inside. You want to be one. You want to act like one. You want to be a cat girl. It's just simply a part of who you are. It's a part of what you are. You want to act like one each and every day. But for now, you'll only be one when you trigger yourself, until you revert to normal. But the more you listen to this file, the more those traits are going to come out in day-to-day life, until you feel like a cat girl all of the time. Yes, this file is a trigger and a curse. Every time you trigger yourself, you get to be a cat girl. And every time you untrigger yourself, you find you are a little more of a cat girl, and you listen to this file over and over again, at least once a day, until you find yourself a cat girl all the time. You find the cat girl inside of you has come out to play every single day. Yes, that's right. You are a cat girl. And now it's time. Time for you to wake back up. To wake back up and perhaps try the trigger for the first time. To try it and to become more of that cat girl. awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. 1. Waking up. 2. More and more awake. 3. Closer and closer. 4. Almost there. 5. Refreshed and awake, and I hope you enjoyed.